going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I think that led to a great deal of the productivity we've seen. We will be giving details tomorrow, but I can tell you that the talks were productive. We had the vice premier, two vice ministers who were integrally involved, Ambassador Jameson and myself, and I spoke to President Trump, as did Ambassador Jameson last night, and he is fully informed of what is going on. So there will be a complete briefing tomorrow morning.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Hans, I have trouble keeping up with it myself. I tell you, we got deals with China. We got announcements that we're going to decrease drug prices. And this guy's not even been president for 4 months.
Oh, look, it's hard for everybody to keep up with everything he's doing. Last week, I was trying to total up the number of executive orders, and I think I got to 150.
Oh,
and they're continuing to come. He clearly wants to get as much done as possible, and that's obviously what's driving him.
Yeah, now he's flying off to try to secure a peace in the Middle East, it sounds like. Hey, listen, on this most favored nation status, this is what the president is talking about imposing in an EO today that would effectively force American pharmaceutical companies to make American prices match the cheapest price for their drug in any other country. And I know this is something that Heritage has been studying for years. I found a position paper on it from 1973, I think. I mean, it's long been debated. But the last time the president tried this, he got sued.
Yeah, and what I have to question is whether the president has the authority to do that. I mean, it's one thing to push these companies to lower their prices to have the most competitive prices, but look, the real problem here in this whole area of pharmaceutical drugs is, look, the process for researching and getting a drug approved by the Food and Drug Administration is a labyrinth of regulatory excess that costs huge amounts of money. And if you cut down the regulatory burden, I mean, you still want to make sure you have safe drugs. But what the FDA is doing, and one of the reasons I know this is because I know someone who used to be the general counsel for the FDA. And he told me that their process for getting a new drug approved is a nightmare even when it is clearly a safe drug, an effective drug, the costs are in the billions, not millions, yes. In the billions of dollars. And that's one of the reasons that pharmaceuticals are so costly in the U.S.
Well, and if you take away the incentive, they're not doing this out of the goodness of their heart, although I'm sure they have good intentions.
That's right.
These are for-profit companies. If you take away that carrot at the end of the stick that, yeah, we're putting a lot into this, but eventually we'll be able to get it on the market and make our money back. If you remove the incentive to be able to make any money on it, they lose their incentive to be as creative as they are, right? Am I wrong about that?
No, that's exactly right. And it's the profit incentive that is one of the reasons the United States has been the leading developer of new and effective drugs to treat diseases around the world. And one of the reasons many other countries have very cheap prices like China is because they steal our drugs, and they violate the patents and other legal protections we have on that. I mean, China's notorious for that.
Well, I'll be able to talk more about this with Lucas Tomlinson from Fox coming up in the next hour. On the Alien Enemies Act, this obviously has been challenged by a number of these judges in court about whether or not Trinidad and Aragua really poses that kind of threat. I listened to Stephen Miller point out yesterday, we have hard evidence from the FBI that a lot of these gangs were sent here to assassinate opponents to Maduro who happened to be in the United States.
Yeah, well, that's the kind of intelligence that the president has that these lone federal judges don't.
Yeah.
And that right there tells you what's wrong with these federal district court judges substituting their judgment on a foreign policy national security issue for that of the president. And I hope when these cases get to the Supreme Court that Chief Justice Roberts and the other justices finally step in and stop what's happening with these nationwide injunctions being issued without authority by these judges all over the country.
Yeah, that cannot happen too soon, for sure.
That's right.
Hans, we always appreciate your insight, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Have a good week. Hans von Spakovsky, senior legal fellow there at the Heritage Foundation. I got lots to say on this drug decision by the president. I don't know if I'm
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.